The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Namaste, Sasikalayu Bhavan. Welcome to another episode of Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. In today's episode, we'll be talking about two major updates with Immigration New Zealand, one with regards to student visa, and then the really awaited parent category long-term visitor visa. And we'll have answer to your questions, and of course, like all episodes, we'll have fantastic music. Without further ado, let's enjoy this song and on other side with the latest update. Cheers.
You're glowing, you color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine, and I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight, the lights, your face, your eyes, exploding like fireworks in the sky. Set fire.
Touching on your body, but you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party? I could do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body.
Set fire.
Touching on your body, but you're pushing on me.
To our feet now, you know the truth is we could disappear anywhere as long as I got you there. When the sun dies till the day shines, when I'm with you there's not enough time. You are my spring flower watching you bloom wild. We are surrounded but I can only see the lights, your face, your eyes exploding like fireworks in the sky. Set fire.
Touching on your body but you're pushing on. This all week, we'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body. Touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I can do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body.
Jumma,
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 chamma chamma kaise tare bari gayi. Touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I can do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Chamma 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 kaise tare bari gayi.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Before we get on to the updates, let's do some housekeeping announcement. How you can listen to our show anytime, anywhere. Our show is available as a podcast from Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream and download from our site. Just look for program tab. Links to the stream podcast can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can now also look for the podcast on Spotify, search us out and make sure you follow us. There are updated accessmedia.nz app. Just look for the Kiwi Fruit logo. Just download it for free from Google Play and Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Then you can stream and download. Let's listen to this music, and on the other side we will give you the immigration news latest 2 updates. Cheers.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll out backward, babe, and let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Oh, cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming revved up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Those girls like you, like you, like you. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girl fun, yeah. Me do what I want when I come through. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the music. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. One of the biggest updates for this episode is the announcement of the Parent Boost Visitor Visa, which is a visa which has been long awaited. Government has just announced this visa. This is where you can bring your parents in New Zealand for up to 10 years. It's a 5-year visa. You can again can be applied second time, which means effectively enable for a total stay up to 10 years, which is really cool. Yes, there are some requirements. One of the, of course, this is for the you can sponsor if you are a permanent resident or the citizen of New Zealand. When I say permanent resident, of course, resident visa holder and the citizen of New Zealand, you can sponsor your biological or adopted parents. You need to be a citizen and resident, like I mentioned. You should cover the essential costs such as accommodation, daily living costs, health and financial support, covering costs related to any repatriation or deportation if required. One of the thing which is I wouldn't say tricky, but requirement is you must be earning a median wage to sponsor one of your parents. And if you can combine as a you and your partner, in that case, you should be earning 1.5 times of the median wage to sponsor one parent. So to make it easy, if in your family, you and your partner, both earning together 1.5 times of the median wage, you can sponsor one parent. But if you want to sponsor both of the parents, then you both should be earning, your combined income should be equal to 2 median wages, if that makes sense. So as a person, one median wage holder can sponsor one parent. If you add the partner, then it should be 1.5. And if you want to add 2 parents, it should be 2, 1 into 2 medium wage. But yes, you and your partner can sponsor it. The other possibility is if your parents are already earning, they have a annual gross income of around 32,611.28 New Zealand dollar, then they can apply. Or as a couple, if they're earning around 49,552.88 for a couple, so around $50,000 if they have earning per year as a couple, then they can be eligible for the financial requirement. Or the third option, if they have sufficient personal fund, for one person $160,000 and for the couple $250,000. So these are the three financial requirements. I think the first and the foremost, the easy one would be if as a sponsor you can earn medium wage, and other two are a possibility depending on the circumstances of the applicant or applicants. Other requirement is the health insurance. They need to have a emergency medical care for up to $250,000 a year, which should cover any repatriation, cancer treatment up to $100,000, and returns of the remains. So I think this health insurance thing is pretty standard, more or less, if you go for a decent health insurance. They need to have a 1-year health insurance. To get the visa, however, they must be on a comprehensive insurance during the duration of their visa. So how this visa will work, you have to, parents will get a health assessment done for the first visa, and when they get the 5 year after, in the third year they will have to go for a second assessment, and that will at that time they also check whether you have enough insurance or not. This visa is starting and gonna be open from 29th of September 2025, and there may be more detail coming in the near future. So overall, it's a good opportunity. I think considering the duration of the visa, the number of skilled people in the country who would like the help of their parents, one for their families, and most important, they want to spend time with the parents, and parents want to spend time with them. And if they're earning reasonably well, why not they can stay for longer rather than just for a few months, and insurance is being covered, so that part is taken care of. I think this is a good positive step where families are reunited for long term without affecting the New Zealand health infrastructure, because they'll be covered under the insurance, so private insurance will cover their any expenses related to the health. So I think it's a good outcome. And just for the visa charges, the visa charges would be around $3,000, which is a decent amount, but then don't forget it's a 5 year visa, and there will be another tourism levy of 100, and on the third year when you go for the health checkup, there would be around $325 to pay. All in all, a good option, or personally I think it's a very good option for parents and for migrant community, people who are resident visa citizens who would like to bring their parents from offshore to spend time with them. And quite frankly, when they have to keep applying again and again, it's not that easy in that age group. So once they get the visa, they are here for long term, that is a good outcome. Well, now move on to the another update, which is for the student visa application, which are going on to the enhanced system from mid of August, where all the application will go to the enhanced system, which is a new system as compared to the original one. It's been said it will be more faster, and you'll have more updates from the student visa perspective. So before the date, which is 18th of August, you keep applying on original portal, but from 18th onward it will go on the new portal. So there's not much difference in the sense of if you're applying, it will be used on the original system. Like always say, for all this information has been provided for the journal purposes, and if you have any particular question and specific requirement, best to discuss with your advisor, immigration advisor or a lawyer, to get the advice which pertains to your circumstances. Alrighto, let's enjoy this music. On the other side, we'll take some of your questions. Cheers. Hope you enjoyed the music. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. One of the biggest update for this episode is the announcement of the Parent Boost Visitor Visa, which is a visa which has been long awaited. Government has just announced this visa. This is where you can bring your parents in New Zealand for up to 10 years. It's a 5 year visa. you can again can be applied second time, which means effectively enable for a total stay up to 10 years, which is really cool. Yes, there are some requirements. One of the, of course, this is for the, you can sponsor if you are a permanent resident or the citizen of New Zealand. When I say permanent resident, of course, resident visa holder and the citizen of New Zealand, you can sponsor your biological or adopted parents. You need to be a citizen and resident, like I mentioned. You should cover the essential costs such as accommodation, daily living cost, health and financial support, covering costs related to any repatriation or deportation if required. One of the thing which is I wouldn't say tricky, but requirement is you must be earning a median wage to sponsor one of your parent. And if you can combine as a you and your partner, in that case, you should be earning 1.5 times of the median wage to sponsor one parent. So, to make it easy, if in your family, you and your partner, both earning together 1.5 times of the median wage, you can sponsor one parent. But if you want to sponsor both of the parents, then you both should be earning, your combined income should be equal to two median wages, if that makes sense. So as a person, one medium age holder can sponsor one parent. If you add the partner, then it should be 1.5. And if you want to add two parents, it should be two, one into two medium age. But yes, you and your partner can sponsor it. The other possibility is if your parents are already earning, they have a annual gross income of around 32,611.28 New Zealand dollar, then they can apply. Or as a couple, if they are earning around 49,552.88 for a couple, so around $50,000 if they have earning per year as a couple, then they can be eligible for the financial requirement. Or the third option, if they have sufficient personal fund, for one person $160,000 and for the couple $250,000. So these are the three financial requirements. I think the first and the foremost, the easy one would be if as a sponsor you can earn medium wage, and other two are a possibility depending on the circumstances of the applicant or applicants. Other requirement is the health insurance. They need to have an emergency medical care for up to $250,000 a year, which should cover any repatriation, cancer treatment up to 100,000, and returns of the remains. So I think this health insurance thing is pretty standard, more or less, if you go for a decent health insurance. They need to have a one-year health insurance. To get the visa, however, they must be on a comprehensive insurance during the duration of their visa. So how this visa will work, you have to, parents will get a health assessment done for the first visa, and when they get the 5 year after, in the third year, they will have to go for a second assessment. That will, at that time, they also check whether you have enough insurance or not. This visa is starting and going to be open from 29th of September 2025. And there may be more detail coming in the near future. So overall, it's a good opportunity. I think considering the duration of the visa, the number of skilled people in the country who would like the help of their parents, one for their families, and most important, they want to spend time with the parents, and parents want to spend time with them. And if they're earning reasonably well, why not they can stay for longer rather than just for a few months, and insurance is being covered, so that part is taken care of. I think this is a good positive step where families are reunited for long term without affecting the New Zealand health infrastructure, because it will be covered under the insurance, so private insurance will cover their any expenses related to the health. So I think it's a good outcome. And just for the visa charges, the visa charges would be around $3,000, which is a decent amount, but then don't forget it's a 5-year visa, and there will be another tourism levy of 100, and on the third year when you go for the health checkup, there would be around $325 to pay. All in all, a good option, or personally I think it's a very good option for parents and for migrant community, people who are resident visa and citizens who would like to bring their parents from offshore to spend time with them. And quite frankly, when they have to keep applying again and again, it's not that easy in that age group. So once they get the visa, they are here for long term, that is a good outcome. Well, now move on to the another update, which is for the student visa application, which are going on to the enhanced system from mid of August, where all the application will go to the enhanced system, which is a new system as compared to the original one. It's been said it will be more faster, and you'll have more updates from the student visa perspective. So before the date, which is 18th of August, you keep applying on original portal, but from 18th onward it will go on the new portal. So there's not much difference in the sense of if you're applying, it will be used on the original system. Like always say, for all this information has been provided for the journal purposes, and if you have any particular question and specific requirement, best to discuss with your advisor, immigration advisor, or a lawyer to get the advice which pertains to your circumstances. Alrighto, let's enjoy this music. On the other side, we'll take some of your questions. Cheers.
और कोई कह सकदा नहीं तू जिद्दा पंगे लेने और कोई ले सकदा नहीं तेनु छड़ भी सकदी रखिया कर मेरा डर वे तू कल्ला ही सोना नहीं ज्यादा ना बनया कर वे तू कल्ला ही सोना नहीं ज्यादा ना बनया कर वे मैंने मिठा बहुत पसंद है कद केक ले आया कर कदे हाथ तो फड़या कर कदे पैर दबाया कर तेरे फोन च मेरे ना अगे एक दिल भी पर वे तू कल्ला ही सोना नहीं ज्यादा ना कटिया कर ओ नानू ही चुन तू मैं तेरी चैटा कटिया ने सबनू अनफॉलो कर जो तेथों उम्र च वड्डिया ने बब्बू तो बंदा बन तेरे बिना भी जाना सर्वे
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Let me answer this question, which is already there. We've been getting a lot of questions about when this parent category visitor visa, which is long term, will be announced, and if there's any special conditions. Here we go. We did discuss that in the earlier segment. It's been announced starting from 29th of September. Yes, the requirements are there. If you haven't heard, listen to the previous section. So go back and check that out to get more details on that. The other question for from Raman is, if I'm coming for a master visa, master degree, can I bring my child and they can go to school as a domestic student? See, this question is not fully complete. If you're coming as a family, your partner is coming on a work visa, then and your kids are going to school, domestic, secondary or primary, yes. If not, then problem is it's not a complete question because we don't know whether you're traveling with your family and your partner or wife is coming with you on a work visa and kids are going to school and domestic as a domestic in primary or secondary, or are you referring to a kinder? I mean, it's a so it would be better if you would have put the complete question, but in generally speaking, if you're coming for master as a family, yes, you can get your kids to go to primary and secondary school as a domestic student. Make sense? Yeah. Like we always put a disclaimer that these informations are for general purposes and your personal circumstances might be different. So please don't take this as a legal advice unless if you have a particular question, it's better to discuss with your advisor or a lawyer. If you want to help us out with your particular case, we'll be happy to help. Just send us a email at services@immigrationlawadvice.co.nz. Services, it's a plural, S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S at immigrationlawadvice with the C .co.nz. S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S at immigrationlawadvice.co.nz. So if you have any particular question about your situation, we'll be able to fix a time and happy to help you out with that. We got the little time just for the last question, which is again very common that in the number of masters available in New Zealand, which is the best master degree to do. See, it's not about the which master degree. Probably if you're from looking from a perspective of a career, settling in New Zealand, which I assume you're referring to either both or one of them. So you should look into the green list occupation first of all. That will give you a higher chance for jobs as well as the settlement options. And otherwise, as a master degree, of course, they do lead to 5 points out of 6 required. So doing a master anyhow is a good idea. But look for the green list one as a first point if you can. I hope this would help. Well, that's the time we have, guys, for today. I hope you enjoyed the show and got some good information. We passed on our email address, and if you come and have any question, put it on our Facebook page or just email us your question. Take care. Until next time, cheers.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.